888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Michael Perutka. And Michael, of course, was the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency 4 years ago. And, of course, he actually runs, is the president of the Institute of the Constitution, which, of course, supports Radio Liberty. And we support them because we think it's vitally important that people understand our Constitution. Its meaning, the fact that the Constitution established a republican form of government, not a democracy, because democracies always end up in despotism, and that's just what we are moving rapidly towards today. In fact, there's not one word in the Constitution about democracy. None of the 50 state constitutions mention the word democracy. Every one of them mentions God and mentions the fact that we're a republic. And the beauty of a republic is that we have a system based upon law, not upon the wills or whims of men or what the members of Congress want. They can think it's a great idea to give large sums of money to other countries throughout the world, but under the Constitution, they do not have the right to do what they want to. They are restricted in what they do by a Constitution and by the provisions laid out in Section 8 of Article 1 of the Constitution. There are only 18 things they can do, and tragically, most of the men who have sworn to uphold our constitutions are traitors today because they're violating the oath that they have sworn, and they try to hide behind the general welfare clause or other things, knowing full well, or if they don't know, they should know, that what is going on today, of course, is really a total violation of the oath that they've sworn to uphold our Constitution. America was a unique nation because the power of government over the lives of the people was restricted. And they took the chains off the people. They put them onto the government. Now they've taken the chains off the government, and they're forging them for the people. Well, let's go to Michael Perutka. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Dr. Stan, it is a privilege, as always, to be with you. Thanks for your hospitality, and thanks for letting me come on your program. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we'd like to have you there, and what would you like to talk about this afternoon?
Well, there's a couple of things that I'd like to cover. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk just a little bit about what you just mentioned about democracy for a second, because we talked about a very unique kind of incident on our American View radio broadcast today, that we recorded today. And I'd like to talk about that. But then, the greater amount of time, I'd like to talk a little bit about a book that I'm reading, just finished today, as a matter of fact, that I highly recommend. And it's by a friend of mine named Michael Lampiris. I don't know if you know Michael.
No, I don't.
But Michael Lampiris and his brother Steve are from Virginia. And they run a ministry down there that have since about 1995, trying to do the same kinds of things we do at Institute on the Constitution, trying to restore the understanding among the American people of the American Constitutional Republic based on biblical principles and biblical law. And Michael has just written a book called Taking a Bite Out of Evolution. And as well as anybody that I've read, Michael has... Michael Lampiris, it's L-A-M-P-I-R-I-S, has done a magnificent job of tying together the big picture of how, of the lie of evolution, first of all, and how it is being used to foist over on the American people and over on the world the New World Order.
Well, of course, don't you think, really, of course, the whole idea of pushing evolution is to destroy the faith of our people in God? Because, of course, if evolution is true, and everybody in the media says it's true, and everybody in academia says it's true, and most people, you know, the liberal establishment say it's true, of course, if evolution is true, then the Bible is a lie. And, of course, I believe that they're pushing evolution because they want to destroy the religious foundation of our nation.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine, so Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at undeilingthem.com. That's UNDEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
I will be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon. Of course, is Michael Perutka. And Michael was simply talking about John Lofton, who does his program with him on a regular basis, and being an intrepid reporter. And go ahead with the story, Michael.
Well, thank you. I was talking about your comments at the top of the show about democracy, and we just happened to be talking about this on the American View today, because there was a picture that came to our attention of a float that was made by the school board of this little town in Mississippi. And I'm not going to say the name of the people or whatever, but it's not that important. But it's just that the banner over the float with the school board said, public education, the backbone of American democracy. And it struck us both as humorous as we saw that. And I say humorous, we don't mean to say that these things are funny. They're tragically funny, if you will, to look at these things. But in a sense, it's humorous because it seemed to me the subtitle of the picture could have been "The Revolution is Now Complete," because of course public education, it's true, is the backbone of democracy, because it has been preaching the lie of democracy ever since its institution, aided and abetted of course by the lie of evolution. John, being the intrepid reporter that he is, he interviewed the president of the school board of this town in Mississippi, to determine, and you could almost the suspense was great because you could see this man getting ready to just say, yeah, I made up that slogan, that's my slogan. We had the school board and four students and all these, you know, and all this tableau on the 4th of July parade. And John said to him, but you know, America is not a democracy. And his response was, oh, well, you know, we're going to quibble over that. It is an important distinction. The founders certainly thought so. You know, we're all familiar with James Madison's quote, who said, you know, democracy is a horrible thing, and that they're as violent in their deaths as they are short of their lifetimes. They're given over to mobocracy. Our founders, Dr. Stan, as you well know, feared democracy, and yet here's a school board who are promoting the idea that public education is the backbone of democracy, and of course, in a sense, it's true. They are, because public education is something that was never envisioned by our founders, and is has become just one of the greatest evils in America today. It's become the vehicle, one of the vehicles of the revolution that's taken place in America. So that's what I want to talk about a little bit, if we could.
All right, you go right ahead. I think it's an important subject.
Transitioning a little bit to Michael Lampiris's book, this is what it really is all about. I, in my view, Dr. Stan, one of the greatest problems in America is that most Americans don't know there's a problem. They've been hoodwinked. They've drunk the Kool-Aid, however you want to say it. They've adjusted to the revolution, and they don't even realize that a revolution has occurred. When I say a revolution, I'm talking about the way Americans think, what Americans believe. We talked in the 2004 presidential campaign, and we talked on the Institute of the Constitution all the time about what is it that an American believes? What makes you an American? Well, certainly to our founders, it is a very simple formula, and it's laid forth in our Declaration of Independence. Number one, there is a God. Number two, our rights come from Him. Number three, the purpose of civil government is to protect rights. What rights? Well, those God-given rights that we talked about in points one and two. And the fourth point is that if any government doesn't do this, that is to say, doesn't protect and defend God-given rights, then you should alter or abolish it so that it does, or so that you can create one that will. That's precisely what the American view is. That's why we call our program the American View with a capital T. There is a certain American view. That is it. The trouble is, in America today, as many of your listeners well know, Dr. Stan, that's not the view that's in play. That's not the view that's operative, and that's the major problem. That's the major trouble. We need to get Americans to go back and think like Americans again. And one of the things that I think recently has that will be a great help to people, and I really want to promote this book, Taking a Bite Out of Evolution by Michael Lampiris. Michael and Steve Lampiris have been running a ministry in the Virginia area for some time, and it's called In God We Trust Productions. And they and you can go to In God We Trust Production, In God We Trust PROD.com, and they've produced a number of videos and written a number of excellent materials. They've been our friends at Institute on the Constitution for some time. And Michael's book, I think, really nails a couple of points that I think are very important for people to remember today. First of all, this is a spiritual battle. As you pointed out, Dr. Stan, in your book, Brotherhood of Darkness, this is a spiritual battle. It's played out in the economy, played out in geography, played out in politics, played out in the culture. But it's not just about the economy, and it's not just about geography, or politics, or the culture, or local issues, or even national issues. It is a worldview issue. It really comes down to who is Lord, who is the boss, and who will rule. That's what this is all about. It is a spiritual battle. It has to do with who is God? As my friend Howard Phillips used to say, law is always in any culture, in any society, law is the will of the sovereign. So it's a question of who is sovereign.
Well, you know, Michael, what they're doing in our schools today, I mean, they actually will have the children in the values clarification course. They'll play the lifeboat game, and you know, you've got five or six people in the lifeboat, and you're going to have to throw two of them overboard. You're going to have to decide who's going to live and who's going to die. Are we going to throw over the pregnant woman? Are we going to throw over the old priest? Are we going to throw over, you know, the old grandmother who's at the end of her life? Or we decide who's going to be, well, children are not in a position to make those decisions. Basically, we have the DARE program that is being used in our schools. And, of course, there in the DARE program, having to do with drugs, children are told, you have to learn how to make the decisions. And, of course, this really is basically the message of the Satanist. Do what thou wilt, that is the whole of the law. That was the slogan of certainly Aleister Crowley, who was a avowed Satanist, the leading Satanist of the last century. Certainly he even had tattooed on his forehead, 666. And certainly this is what we're teaching our people today, and I think your point is so valid. I mean, either we are in charge or God is in charge. And if we're in charge, we're making a terrible mess out of these things. We do not really deserve to be free. Freedom is not the ability to do what you want to, but to do what you should do according to God's law. Wouldn't you agree?
Of course I would. And, you know, Dr. Stan, that lifeboat game thing that you brought up, I we see that same thing reflected. And we started to see this 6 and 7 and 8 years ago in modern television programs where, you know, where we vote, we all vote to get rid of somebody. We see, you know, we vote to end somebody. The dehumanization of human beings is something that's becoming very, very transparent and is the purpose of those kind of shows. It's to condition us to be able to just, it's to condition us to be Nazis, to not worry when we put somebody in a gas chamber because he deserved it.
Well, because we see this on all these people, the survivors on the island, and of course, who's going to be voted off this next week? And of course, that's the end of their opportunity. But the people all get together and they vote that certain people are going to be thrown off the island. And of course, what they're doing is implanting in our minds the idea that some people are worth more than others, whereas all unique individuals made in the image and likeness of God, and how effective they are in using television. Who are we going to vote off this program this week?
Exactly, and you see it in those survivor programs, Dr. Stan. You also see it in some of these game show things where, you know, you get the wrong answer and you fall through the floor.
Right.
Or you have to face up to people who are, even these American Idol kind of programs where there's talent shows where you're stared down by a panel of your masters who say to you, you aren't worthy, goodbye. That is so obvious to condition us to not have that Christian regard for others that we ought to have and that we should have and that for a few hundred years in America we did have, but it's being indoctrinated out of us. And Dr. Stan, if you bring up some of these things to people in, you know, at anything from a meeting, a church meeting, to a cocktail party, you're mocked and degraded and derided by saying, oh, it's just TV, it's just a movie. But no, the major media, the managed media, is designing a future for you and me, and it's teaching you how to think, how to regard others. And that's why, you know, I so much appreciate this book that I'm talking about. Again, it's Taking a Bite Out of Evolution. And Michael Lampiris, and it's available at, I think I just gave it a minute ago, giftofalifetime.com. But he makes the connection that this is a spiritual battle. It's played out in these different venues like the economy or geography or politics or the culture, but it's a spiritual battle, and it's about who is the Lord, who is the sovereign. You know, what does the Bible say, Dr. Stan, about those who say there is no God? The Bible says that they're fools. And we in America have really become very, very foolish. We're becoming corrupt, and just as Scripture says, and we're becoming foolish in our hearts.
Well, of course, there are a lot of people who believe in God. What people don't understand, there's a lot of people who believe in a different God. And until people understand the Gnostic influence in modern-day society, they're not going to understand what's going on. And believe me, your ministers and your churches are never going to tell you about Gnosticism.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at SurvivalistSeeds.com. Are you prepared? That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Michael was making the point that certainly we can talk about abortion, but people never talk about the spiritual implications of this. This is basically a sacrifice of a living human being on the altar of Lucifer. And, of course, homosexuality, the tremendous spiritual implications in what they're doing. And when a homosexual comes to a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, this is the only way he's going to be able to break this sexual addiction, which is what this is. A sexual addiction involved in, of course, the revolt against God. Globalism. What's this whole idea of global economy and doing away with American jobs? It is part of the program of the destruction of America because, of course, the people on the other side hate America. They want to impoverish our people. This is why, simply within the last 2 weeks, the price of iron ore went up 85%. There was no shortage of iron ore. They're driving up the prices intentionally. They're doing this with oil. They're doing this with all the commodities and food. Why? They intend to impoverish our people, to transfer our wealth elsewhere. And people understand that behind this are powerful spiritual forces. One only has to read the Earth Charter, written by three of the most powerful men in the world. You can get it on the internet, or we'll be glad to send you a free copy. And it not only talks about point 10A of equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. That means they're going to transfer your wealth to people in the third world countries to raise their level of living and to lower your level. But it talks about this new spirituality that's coming, and this is what it's all about. The new spirituality that will replace Christianity, because we're moving towards a one world government, a one world religion, and ultimately the one world ruler. Would you agree with that, Michael?
I would. And Dr. Stan, it's not anything new. Going all the way back, and I'm sure even before this, but I could go back to 1963. John F. Kennedy, in a speech, talked about the declaration of what he called interdependence. There was already back then a move and a plan to make to purposefully weaken America and make it interdependent, not independent, but interdependent. And what you talk about with the Earth Charter. And we need to realize, and Dr. Stan, one of the things that's difficult, and I have to admit, just from a personal standpoint, it's difficult for me. I want to express these things and articulate these things to people, but it's important not to become strident and screechy when you try to do it, because people turn you off and don't want to listen. But people must grasp what's really going on here, and they must care about it. Now, I bring that up because I had lunch just today with Delegate Don Dwyer, who was someone that helped us start Institute on the Constitution. And Don, by the grace of God, in 2002 was elected to the Maryland Legislature. He's made all the right enemies, if you know what I mean, down there. You could tell a man by the quality of his enemies. And he's got the right one. But just today, he was saying to me that in the last couple of months, he's gotten many, many more calls than he's ever gotten before in the last, 6 years he's been in office. He's gotten many more calls from people who are saying, oh, my God, it's terrible. Things are bad. Things are going from bad to worse. What can I do? Where can I? How can I help? What can I do? What can I become involved in? What can I do? Now, his point to me in telling me this at lunch, Dr. Stan, if I can kind of paraphrase him, was that people are only waking up now to these issues because it's hurting them personally. Price of gas is up. They're seeing actually shortages on shopping center or supermarket shelves. Grocery store shelves that always used to just be totally full and total inventory, and now maybe it's looking a little spare, and now maybe they can't make ends meet, and now maybe they've got a mortgage their second home, their second residence, or get rid of one of their cars, or there are things that are hurting people now personally, and I guess this was inevitable, that people would only begin to wake up when it hurt them personally.
Well, I think it's exactly right, Michael. But I think that this is the most exciting time, because now people are beginning to know something's wrong. They're going to be looking for answers, and they can go to you and Don Dwyer and others, and hopefully you'll be able to explain to them not only what's happening, the reason it's happening financially, but also the spiritual forces that are at work behind what's going on. Why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, why the music and the message of our churches is changing, why these things are happening, why our leaders are intent upon globalization, and why they want, of course, to bring us under the control of international bodies. And once you understand why, all of it begins to make sense. And when people come to us and start asking questions, they will be more. We've got to have the answers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Michael. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess is Michael Perutka of the Institute of the Constitution. Michael, before we go on, why don't you get out your website, your telephone number, so people would know how to get in touch with the Institute and the Constitution, and you might even tell them what they'd learn there before we go on with the program. Well,
of course. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Institute on the Constitution is a program that we began about 9 years ago. Toward the end of re-educating the American people, reintroducing the idea of true American history, unrevised American history, and the biblical principles that underlie the American experience. We are a Christian country. We were founded that way. We don't act that way now, but that's what Institute on the Constitution is all about. We produce materials where you can learn and teach others. We have a home study course where you can learn about the American, that is to say, the biblical worldview, and understand the source of law and liberty as our founders did. Now, you can find out about that, and you can get these materials by going to IOTCOnline.com. IOTC stands for Institute on the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com, or you can call us at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. And again, Institute on the Constitution is a course of study. We also have not only the basic Constitution course, but we also have a jury course where we discuss the proper role of the proper functioning of a jury, and that's very important. And we have some other courses we're working on as well. Now, Institute on the Constitution is the program where we talk about the principles. And then I'm also involved, I mentioned earlier, in something called The American View. And you can find that by TheAmericanView.com, and it's TheAmericanView.com. And that's where we discuss the issues of the day, current issues, like you do on your show, Dr. Stan, where we discuss the issues of the day and whether or not we are actually following this American view of law and liberty and government. So that's two things, and again, The American View is TheAmericanView.com, and the Institute on the Constitution is IOTCOnline.com, and the phone number is 866-730-9796. And if you've ever wondered if you thought this problem is too big, we talk about problems on the show, Dr. Stan, are just too big for most people to maybe grasp or get their brain around or think that they can do something about. Well, you can learn about these principles, and you can be an effective vehicle for teaching them to others. And you don't need to do the teaching. We'll help you with the materials to do that. And we're able to do that, with you, alongside of you, and help you along the way.
And I think what people have to understand is that this program that the Michael puts out is a turnkey operation. All you do is, of course, you get the kit, and then, of course, everything's on video, the programs, the questions you're going to ask, the classes, the answers to the questions. You'll learn the process, but, of course, you don't have to do a lot of preparation yourself. In a course of 12 weeks or 6 weeks, depending upon how you want to do it, you can teach people the entire background of our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, because if our citizens don't understand the Constitution, if they don't understand the difference between a republic and a democracy, if they don't understand that most of what goes on in Washington, D.C. and in our state capitals is a violation of the very fundamental principles upon which this country was founded, then there is no way we'll maintain our freedom. I went to college. I graduated in 1949. I never learned any of these things. I honestly believed America was a democracy, and they've indoctrinated us generation after generation in lies. Because, of course, there are those who would have a dictatorship in America and would use our military and financial support to bring about this one world government, which is why we have troops in 130 nations throughout the world today. Why are they there? Because we're establishing a world empire, and it's about time people understood that. Pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, sure. And we were talking here about the whole idea that this great lie of evolution, and the reason that the great lie of evolution, of course, has been introduced is because if we followed God's law, if we followed biblical principles, if we followed truly American principles, we wouldn't be doing that. We couldn't do that. We would come up against a contradiction, and we'd say we can't do that. But if we see the world as under the lie of evolution, then that allows us to put all that what they want to call biblical nonsense, God's law nonsense. God, they want to put God aside, and they foolishly do what many other nations and empires have done throughout history, which is to extend beyond their true jurisdiction and create havoc and create death and destruction for millions of people. And it's all based in large respect, or what's used as a foundational lie to make this happen is this great lie of evolution. One of the things that Mike does, Mike Lampiris does in this book, Taking a Bite Out of Evolution, is he actually goes back to the scientists that we still revere. People like Kepler and Pascal and Boyle and Isaac Newton. And he looks back at their worldview. And, for example, Johann Kepler believed, and this is a quote from Kepler, "Only and alone in the service of Jesus Christ, in him is all refuge and solace." Mr. Kepler wrote, "Since we astronomers," and he was, by the way, the founder of physical astronomy, he lived from 1571 to 1630, I'm talking about Johann Kepler, he said, "Since we astronomers are priests of the highest God in regard to the book of nature, it befits us to be thoughtful, not of the glory of our mind, but rather above all else, of the glory of God." So that was the view of Kepler. Robert Boyle, whose work included the study of colors, respiration, germs, and porosity, and gas, and he studied gases, he said this. He wrote, "Our Savior would love at no less rate than death, and from the supereminent height of glory stooped and debased himself to the sufferance of the extremest of indignities, and sunk himself to the bottom of abjectness to exalt our condition to the contrary extreme." I mean, here's a man who believed in Jesus Christ and believed he was Lord and believed God was God. And the same is true, I don't have to read all these quotes, the same is true of Isaac Newton and Louis Pasteur and the man who's the founder of anesthesiology, a man named James Simpson, and William Thomas Kelvin, even the Wright brothers, who are, you know, American scientists, and even Samuel Morse. Kelvin, for example, said, "Science positively affirms creative power. It is not in the dead matter that we live and move and have our being, but in the creating and directing power which science compels us to accept as an article of belief." Now, contrast this, all of this, and I could go on, but contrast this to today, the members of the National National Academy of Scientists, they're like 78% atheists. They declare themselves to be, 78% of them declare themselves to be atheists. Well, what happened? You know, how can these men have found the Creator in science, and these men have found only, have been able to cover that up and support the myth of evolution?
But I think, Michael, the reason that they do that is because they were educated in our universities, and in our universities, with academic freedom, they do not allow anybody to profess a belief in God. And if you're one of the professors there and you talk about him, they will target you. They will violate all the laws of the university to get rid of you and to make your life miserable or take away your teaching responsibilities. And if you're not a tenured teacher, they'll get you fired because, of course, they cannot allow the students at our universities to believe in God. And the reason we have so many scientists that don't believe in God is they're educated far beyond their basic intelligence, and it is a fool, as you said, who says there is no God. And unfortunately, we've got an awful lot of scientists who would qualify for that appraisal.
Well, of course, and they're not only educated that way, Dr. Stan, but they're funded that way too, aren't they?
Right. And I know because I went through it, and I came out of college an agnostic, and it took many years before I could return to the faith of our fathers, the faith of my parents. And this happens over and over and over again. People think it's happening by accident. Oh my goodness, you know, when you're young, you're going to go through this phase. No, it is because they're indoctrinated in our government finance schools, because there are people in our government who hate the God of this country, who hate the God of the universe, who hate Jesus Christ.
And I have to, of course, I have to just second that motion by saying, why do they hate him? Why do they hate him? Because he's inconsistent with, and he's inconvenient to, their ultimate goal. The ultimate goal of one world government is a humanist attempt to reach some sort of utopia without God. And it's that effort is tyrannical in its reach, and as Michael Lampiris says, sheer lunacy in its scope, wicked to its core, and destructive at its end. I know I'm sounding like a broken record here. I just, there, you know, I always know when something is well written, Dr. Stan, because when I read it, I think, I wish I'd written that. I always know when a song is really, really well done and well sung, because when I hear it, I go, I wish I'd have sung that. I wish I'd have written that. I wish I'd have said that. And that's the way I feel about this work. It's obviously a product of a number of years and a lot of work. I know Michael happens to be in the business, in the photography business, and he took time away from his business so he could run the ministry that they run, God We Trust Productions, and to write this book. But it's not, of course, the only book on this subject, and there are other very, very good works on this. But people need to grasp this issue, the great, great, great lie of evolution. It's a lie told by liars, and it's done to keep you foolish. It's done to keep you thinking that there is no God, or if there is one, he's irrelevant, which is, of course, just a nonsensical thing to think. I remember my dad told me once, one of the things he taught me when I was a youngster was, son, there's two things you need to know. Number one, there is an almighty God. And number two, you ain't him.
Yes, I've heard that many times.
And I remember thinking, you know, if he exists and I'm not him, well then there are some important questions that need to be answered. Number one, who is he, and what does he require of me and demand of me? And, you know, I mean, those two questions kind of, helps you figure it out from there if you understand those two things. There is an almighty God, and you're not him. So you owe him something if he's your creator. And evolution is a lie that tries to hide that first very important point, the first very important fact that there is an almighty God. And I, you know, when people want to argue with me, or you know, even there's some scientists in my own family, Dr. Stan, who sometimes want to, you know, we go at it over some of these issues. But it's not, when I try to talk about this, I try to say, look, it's not just me saying it. This is the American view. This is the way our government was founded. Now, I know it's not the way it operates now, but that's the whole reason for instituting on the Constitution, because we're trying to bring people back to that historic American biblical understanding that we were so privileged to be able to inherit in this country.
I think you're absolutely right. And of course, the very foundation of this effort to destroy our nation was putting over this idea that evolution was a reality, and that the creation, of course, was a myth. At one time, of course, the whole idea was, well, you teach the two theories, one the theory of evolution, the other theory of creation. They will not allow, of course, creation to be mentioned in the schools today. And of course, the Supreme Court, which was controlled by the Masons from 1941 to 1971, they took God and prayer out of our schools, and then eventually the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And they did it intentionally, knowing full well that if they could destroy the religious foundation of this nation, they could destroy this nation and merge us into this one world government. And those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And that is exactly where we're headed today. And the American people believe deserve that, if they're not willing, of course, to understand what this is all about, and of course, to help us get, you know, the truth out across America. And everybody listening to this program can get information out. You just need to become educated. You need to get the Earth Charter. You need to explain that this is the new Ten Commandments that comes from the pit of hell, and tell people about the occult monuments in this country, like the one in Elberton, Georgia, where the Satanists meet on a regular basis. But, of course, this will never be mentioned by the controlled media. And it's controlled by AOL, Time Warner, by Bertelsmann, by Viacom, by Disney, by Fox. They control 90 to 95% of the major media outlets, and ultimately control largely what the American people think. So go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, here's the big trouble, the big problem. I know my pastor, Mike Chastain, used to always say, in order to get somebody saved, you first have to get them to understand that they're lost. that they're not saved. And one of the problems with the American people is they're such lazy slaves nowadays that they don't even understand that this battle is taking place, this war is on. Dr. Stan, if you and I were mortal enemies, and you and I were in a war with each other, and we were, wouldn't it be a tremendous advantage for you if I didn't know there was a war? If I didn't know it was, wouldn't it be a tremendous advantage for one side if the other side doesn't even know that there's a war, that they're enemies? And that's what the American people don't even know. This going back to the top of this show, the gentleman that on the school board that we interviewed, John Lofton interviewed, who was proud to say that public education was the backbone of American democracy, doesn't even know. He's been reconstructed, if you'll excuse me if going down that road. He's been reconstructed, and he doesn't even know that he's been reconstructed. It's like, you remember the movie The Sting with Paul Newman and
right,
Robert Redford?
Right, right.
And remember, what was the bad guy in it? The guy they took down was named Doyle Lonergan, and Paul Newman said, you got to take him down, but he can't know he's taken down. Otherwise, he'll kill you. And the American people don't know. The trick is, we've been stung. American people have been stung, and they don't know they've been stung.
Well, of course, the people on the other side are very, very clever. Because I believe there is almost a supernatural intelligence in guiding them. In fact, it is a supernatural intelligence that's guiding them, and that's our recurrent theme. To understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most people don't even know the battle is going on. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. It makes there's two basic statements here. I shall not want and I shall not fear. I shall not want and I shall not fear. So it starts with salvation, it starts with personal morality, and then you need to get the tools that you need to understand what's going on. Again, the big picture is that there's a worldview. This is a worldview spiritual battle. It's played out in a lot of ways. We said in the economy, in the political scene, in the culture, it's played out. But it's a spiritual battle, and you need to understand that. And when you do, the rest of it starts to make sense. You start to understand abortion. You start to understand homosexuality. You start to understand the things that you see and the things that are going on. And you start to understand that both Republicans and Democrats are just two wings of the same bird, and they're both taking us down the one world government. International trade treaties, international trade organization, they're both taking us down that road. And you need to get to see this big picture. IOTCOnline.com is our website for Institute on the Constitution. Our phone number is 866-730-9796. TheAmericanView.com is where we talk about those issues and the current issues of the day, as they apply to that the biblical foundations and the principles of American law and government. I ask you to consider, if nobody ever asks you, I'm asking you to consider to get involved and help to teach yourself and others these very important truths so that you can be equipped to deal in this arena and to serve God in the way that He would have you do it.
Amen to that. Well, I want to thank you very much, Michael. It's always a pleasure to have you with us here at Radio Liberty. We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Michael. God bless you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Michael. We do have a wonderful book on evolution. It's written by our friend James Perloff, who I've probably known for 20 years or more, maybe even longer, but it's called A Tornado in a Junkyard. A Tornado in a Junkyard. He has a much smaller little book on Darwin, which you can order. Both of them are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you really need to understand, of course, that Darwinism is a fraud. There's no scientific basis for it at all. And yet, of course, almost the vast majority of the American people really believe it. Just as the vast majority of people believe in global warming, despite the fact that there are over 31,000 scientists who have said that there is absolutely no scientific basis for the man's activity participating in producing the global warming. We've been in global warming going back to the 1600s, we're through the warming stage. The warming on average across America has been 0.6 degrees in the last 100 years, and most of that was before 1940. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that if you control the media, you can convince people of anything. And the media is controlled in America. That's why the book Tornado in the Junkyard, or the book on Darwin, important, so that you can discuss this one issue. If you'd like to go into global warming, we have a great 4-tape set. We have a book, A Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, another one on climate change allegor. That's Politically Correct View on Global Warming, Incorrect View on Global Warming, and politics. And then, of course, we got a great DVD on global warming, which I recommend to you very strongly. And that is put out by our good friend Dr. Michael Kaufman. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to read the master plan put out by the people from the dark side, the people who worship the other God, why you need, of course, to get the Earth Charter. It's available in our Sustainable Development syllabus. Or if you get any of the other items we've talked about and you request a free copy of the Earth Charter, we'll send it for you. It is kept today in the Ark of Hope, which is a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. In fact, according to Marie Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev, the Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments. The new Ten Commandments for the new religion. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the new religion is in full force today. Mikhail Gorbachev is deeply involved in the occult. Marie Strong was deeply involved in the occult. Stephen Rockefeller and many of the members of the Rockefeller family, deeply involved in the occult. And these people, it's not that they don't believe in God. It is that they believe in another God. And this is what most people who discuss this really do not understand. That's why, of course, the DVDs that we carry on the secret mysteries of America's beginning, the DVD on the riddles in stone, and, of course, another one we don't usually talk about, we should, it's called The Da Vinci Con, and it takes you into Gnosticism and an understanding of the Gnostic belief. You need to get our 4 tapes out on the supernatural to understand there really is another dimension there. There really are people who come in contact with the other dimension. Certainly the Millennium Stargate, put out by Tom Horn, a good friend of ours. The Millennium Stargate, an important book. In fact, it's next to Joel Rosenberg's Dead Heat. It's, pardon me, an Endgame. It's the number two book on the Amazon.com religious books. Millennium Stargate. We advocate this for you to begin to understand how this works. We carry other books by Thomas, the Airman Gate, going into, of course, this idea of animal-human cloning, of Thomas' books on the spiritual warfare and the gods that walk among us. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Look at the material we have. We've got information nobody else has on the certainly on Satanism, and certainly books and 4-tape sets on Satanism. This is not imaginary. There are millions of disciples throughout the world today. So our number again, 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm John Russell. For more than a year, the families of Army Sergeant Alex Jimenez and...